What's going on, you guys? Happy Tuesday. Lucky for you, we did a special bonus episode for all you Survivor fans out there. Welcome back to The Tribe Has Spoken. We feel so fun and like nerdy by doing this, but honestly, there's a ton of Survivor fans out there. So if you need a crew to watch a season with and just debrief everything, we're your crew. We're your girls.
Maybe I'm dumb as dirt and this already exists, but why don't they have a Survivor convention akin to Comic-Con where all the past contestants that are available that weekend go and you get to just, they have their own booths from different seasons and you get to like have a meet and greet with them.
The thing is, that would be so exciting for the audience, but I feel like what makes Survivor special partially is because the people don't really go on it to be thirsty like they do other reality shows.
Completely. You know, this is all about, no, I don't care about someone's Instagram following. I want to talk game strategy and why they made the decisions they made their season.
Yes. So if you're new here, we have watched season 37 and we're all the way up until the final four. Are there four left for you or five?
If I'm on episode 13, I think there's only 15 episodes, right? 15 or 16?
Yeah. So this season they did like the finals with, I think, the top five, I'm pretty sure, are left. Okay. So I feel like the second half of season 37, David versus Goliath, this is when things really picked up. And I feel like that's probably true for most Survivor seasons. Like before the merge, it's still good, and sometimes there are backstabbings, especially if there's tribe swaps like there was in this season. And then things kind of get mixed up and it keeps it interesting. But after the merge is just really when it gets good.
We should have, right now, my fingers are fast and furious trying to look up who gets kicked off this episode. We should have an intern just to like fact check what we're saying on Survivor and pull up photos for us as we record.
And give us like flashcards with the names of all the people.
Just like in Devil Wears Prada. Okay, so should we kick things off then with episode 8? I have some light thoughts. Obviously, if you haven't watched the season and you're dying to, this is all spoilers. There is no sentence we'll say that's not a spoiler. And then once
everything we say today, spoiler alert.
And then next week, once we finish off this entire season, we will do some behind the scenes recap and fun facts and all of that. I just didn't want to research it before because I know it's going to tell me who wins.
Yeah, and I cannot find out who wins beforehand or else I'll cry.
Or else I'll stop doing the podcast.
It's happened before.
Me too.
I get so weary of searching anything about the cast when I'm watching a season because the first article that comes up is winner of Survivor or whatever. And I'm like, damn it.
You have to like cover the top of the page with your hand. All right. Yeah. So for episode 8, this is right after following the merge. And the main point of this is that the Goliath team is getting weaker and weaker by the day.
Yeah, they really were just so quick to flip on each other too. Like all of them had their own little mini alliances.
Yeah, they're getting weaker and weaker. The David tribe is stepping up to the plate. However, later on in the season, I feel like that kind of takes a turn. But I am head over heels in love with Alec. I think he's so handsome and so fun.
He's so handsome. He's so charming. He's so Pepperdine too.
He's so Pepperdine. And he's only 23 or 24 when they're filming. He's so capable. I just love him. He's got a good head on his shoulders.
If you're new to the podcast too, Ashley and I went to Pepperdine. That's why we're saying that. Oh, yeah. But he's such a surfer guy and I love him too. I think he's so endearing. He's so good at the challenges. I can't believe people didn't think of him as much of a threat as like they thought of Dan. Or what's the other guy's name too? John?
Yeah.
Who already?
So Angelina blows her cover in this one. She screws up a lot with this. And the way she does it though seemed like a trip up that I would do.
Okay, so this is when Elizabeth went home.
No, this is when John goes home, this episode.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So Elizabeth already went home. Then how does Angelina show her cards? Because I know she made the fatal flaw of like telling her that she was going home because jury management.
I think then I combined this recap in my notes for those two episodes. But yeah, that was her fatal flaw. She shows her cards.
She tells Elizabeth, which is so dumb because obviously Elizabeth is going to do whatever it takes to stay. So you should tell her like closer to the merge or something.
Yeah. Something else
or closer to tribal,
I thought was really dumb is that Dan loses the water trough challenge because he's screwing around. They're like, Dan, you don't need to carry three bags in one arm just to show off. And the second they say that, he drops one on accident because he's building a tower with them.
He is so cocky. Like, he's so charming when you look at him. He has a cute-ass smile, but then his cockiness is just such a turn-off.
He's big and dumb, and he thinks he's still, like, in some little, like, love affair. He's like a big dumb dog. He thinks
he's so obsessed with Kara.
He's so obsessed with Kara. He thinks he's in some sort of little love affair, and he's just nothing with a clear head on his shoulders. He's always mildly confused, and then he's showing off with this challenge.
He's always mildly confused, and then the second something doesn't go his way, he, like, freaks out full of paranoia. It's like, have you seen this show before? Chill out.
Clearly not. And then at the conclusion of this episode, John goes home, which really sucks because he goes home with two idols in his pocket.
Yes. Okay. Can you explain what happens at Tribal here?
There are two idols played, and Dan shouldn't have gone home. It was just how the cards fell.
So the Davids used three advantages. They, like, nullified someone's vote or stole someone's vote. They had an idol nullifier, and they used an idol all to get the numbers to swing it their way.
John, there was no intention of John going home, but whatever, two people voted for him or something. So because of all these idols being played, John gets the short end of the stick. He was never meant to get home. It was by happenstance that happened.
Who do you think voted for John then?
I have no idea.
Why did he get those two votes?
It was like literally one or two, if that.
Damn.
Let me see, actually.
Can you imagine it takes two votes to take you down?
I actually screenshotted, I think, who voted for who. When Dan goes home.
John.
When John goes home. I always confuse the two of them.
And I love how they have a bro-chacho romance with Christian.
Christian gets on my nerves. I don't understand how people are.
You're kidding. Nope. I would die for Christian.
I'm not a fan. So the people that vote for him are Nick, who I can't tell if I love or not, Christian, and who is the younger black gentleman, Davey?
Davey,
Davey, the three of them, because they have a little threesome going on with their trust.
Okay, got it.
Everyone else votes for Christian, but because of all of the idols getting played left, right, and center, those three votes are enough for John.
So really, it was Operation Save Christian to get the numbers, which is why Nick gets so pissed off at Christian later in the season. I don't know if you're there yet. I think you are.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so that sucks for sucks for John. Can you imagine? You have like two votes and they're like, see ya.
Yeah. Okay, moving on to episode 9. Dan, we already said this, just so big and dumb. This isn't a dating show. This isn't a social, well, it is a social show, but he's just playing so much of a social dumb game. It's Survivor. He's betting so much on Kara, and he's just making mistakes left, right, and center. Dan could have gone far with his strength and charm alone, but he's pretty clueless.
So is this the episode that Dan goes home?
Yes, this is when Dan goes home.
So it's back-to-back two large men that they take out, which I think is always funny because this is the point in the season when they're like, who is a big threatening man? Let's take him out first.
Yeah, I loved the whole Kara. I adore. Kara is growing on me. She's a good strategic player. She knows when to end an alliance and when to backstab one. And she's like fairly athletic. So I was really living in this episode for the Kara Alec, my favorite, and Allison's growing on me too, alliance. They all banded up together.
Yeah, Allison really holds her own out there. She reminds me also of some of our friends.
Yeah, like she does.
A doctor and just like so smart and capable and independent and fun. But yeah, Allison's like definitely the most competitive of all the girls, I would say, for sure.
Yeah, and then I also noticed on this episode, I'm surprised Davey doesn't win more challenges. I think he steps it up in later episodes, but Davey's a young, semi-athletic guy. And I just feel like he's not fitting the bill. He, like, kind of fumbles a lot of challenges.
No, but Davey even says, like, in some of his little interviews, he's like, I am not the stereotype of a young black guy. Like, I'm not athletic. I play video games all day. I'm a nerd. Like, he tells everyone, like, that's who he is. And so there's, like, a later point in the season where he can dunk a basketball. And he's like, I finally am, like, breaking through the mold or whatever.
Davey also goes under the radar. I feel like for the first half before the merge, Davey was someone whose name I couldn't even remember. And in the second half, he starts to kind of run the show a little bit more.
I totally agree. The first half, I was like, who even is this guy? Like, he didn't get a good edit. Like, he didn't do
purple
anything.
Kelly edit. Like, that's something a real fan Kelly knows, edit. Yeah.
Or he just, like, wasn't really doing anything and, like, laying low strategy-wise. Because I feel like that would probably be part of my strategy. Because if you come off too strong at the gate, you're, like, going to go first.
Also, it's at this point where I kind of start rooting for the Goliaths. Only because I like Allison so much. I like Alex so much. And you can tell they're fighting a losing battle. I also realized in this episode, truthfully, I'd be writing in the sand. I would need a pen and paper when everyone's scrambling before tribal council, trying to run all these numbers in their head, who's doing what, who's doing this and that. It takes a lot of remembering.
It takes a lot of remembering, and there's so many different options of ways things could go. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Wait, so for this tribal, Dan got blindsided with an idol in his pocket, correct?
Yes.
Or two idols.
For sure, one. Let me see. Let me refer to my official.
Because I think he used the idol already previously for Angelica. Is that her name?
Oh my God. It's her name? Angelina.
Angelina, thank you.
So for this tribal council, it was a real mixed bag. You don't know where anyone lies. Alex and Kara, who I think I personally would have sided with, voted out Angelina.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. Angelina.
She's the traitor.
And Dan and Mike, who Mike I adore, voted out Christian.
I adore Mike, but he's just floating around with his, well, who he's siding with.
Towards the end, though, he really starts to like get the only level head in the game, in my opinion. But they vote out Christian. And then everyone else, 6 votes out for Dan.
I love that. I love when people band together and they're like, you know what? Let's just do a full on blindside.
And also this game with all of these little like rules that they have going on. It's anyone's guess who goes home, because at that, I feel like if I were playing at this stage in the game, there's so many idols and so many little rules, nullifiers,
I know,
floating around. It's just literally anyone's guess who goes home.
And in the older seasons, once an idol was played, it didn't automatically mean that the idol was back on the island again for someone else to grab. It was like, it's out of the game, which is interesting because I almost feel like, I don't know which one I prefer, because then the idol holds more power when you do it that way. Because now it's like every 5 seconds, somebody's finding a new idol and I'm like, oh my God.
I prefer my rules, which are that I think if you are like Dan and you have an idol when you go home, or whoever had an idol when they go home, I think you should be able to give it to someone at tribal council.
Like, as you're leaving?
Yeah.
Okay, apparently, so Jacob is our friend who got us.
We should have him come on an episode of this.
Totally.
Yeah.
He's like literally the biggest Survivor fan of all time, has seen all the seasons, knows all the things, knows everything that happened to the players after the game, all the stuff. And he told us that in the newer seasons too, they do that. Like, they can gift the idol.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
And I think that's really interesting. So I'm excited. After this, I might want to watch one of the more modern seasons, because Ashley and I were on a kick where we were only watching like really, really old
I would
ones.
Honestly rewatch the original Fans versus Favorites, Sari, Amanda, Parvati. That's my favorite season.
Oh, totally.
Ever. That one's so good.
Is that Micronesia?
I don't remember. 16. But now currently.
Everybody loves Micronesia.
Currently now, you know, they film on the same island. They're not hopping locations anymore.
Do they?
Because I think it was just so much contractually to be going someplace different. So now they have it locked and loaded. This is our island.
I think it's more fun that they hopped all around.
And remember
though.
How nuts the China one was with all the like rice.
Remember
filled...
token jeans?
Which one was that? Oh,
it was
like desert climate.
Yeah, they're literally out in the desert and they have to trek across like miles and miles of the desert.
Brutal, that one. And the someplace in China, I think, the like rice fields where it was constantly flooded blew my mind.
Oh my gosh, yeah, horrible.
Okay.
Just horrible.
Episode 10, Alec goes home and he was doing everything in his power at the end. And I really think he's the type of person that would have stuck an alliance and it was a mistake to get rid of him. People should have aligned with him and kicked out someone else.
I remember at this point in the season, I was like, I just couldn't believe that Alec was going home because I just saw him making it to the end.
Same. I saw him almost winning.
So hard. Yeah, I saw him potentially winning.
And also the fact that I know that they were on, this is the challenge, the immunity challenge where him and Christian were standing on that bar for over 5 hours. And the fact that he lasted
insane.
That so long and he kind of just stepped off, I think he should have tried to wait till he like passed out.
Yeah, because did he step off because he said he was going to pass out?
He said
out?
He was
going
to pass out, but at the end of the day, like
you had already stood up there for 5 hours, bro.
Close your eyes, figure out how to lock your hands on the bar, and don't
And
move.
It was so funny when Christian was talking for
He's
ever
a nut.
And ever, and everybody had to listen to him. Like, I would actually go insane, too. That's good strategy on Christian's part. It distracts you, and it annoys your opponent.
But I think I'm pretty sure everybody voted for him. Let me check.
Unanimous. Just get Alec out.
Yeah, everyone voted for him, which I think was a fatal flaw on people like Allison, Kara, Mike. I think that was a fatal flaw on their part.
I don't think so, because I think that if they had banded with Alec and he went to the end and took them to the end, even if he is loyal, he still would have won over them, which is why they
physically,
had to get him
you
out.
Think?
No, 100%. Yeah. And just like in terms of like how much of a challenge beast he is, if they all made it to the end together because they were loyal to each other or whatever, he would win over them.
You're right. Easy. They're kind of left with like semi-equal like physicalities now.
Yeah. It's so funny when all the losers rise to the top.
I've said this season after season. I do not understand how women let men get to the end just from like a physical standpoint. In my opinion, if I were playing the game, I would do everything in my power to have just women standing at the end. Because how can you beat out
Black Widow Brigade?
How can you beat out, like, obviously Alec is gone now, but even just like Davey in some challenges?
Well, that's true. You probably can't. And then in terms of if you're looking at just immunity, you're probably not going to win
immunity
challenges over them.
Yeah.
But a lot of people, I mean, depending on what kind of jury you have, which is different every season, they would maybe value like strategic play that only women can really implement over just like physicality. Because the point of Survivor is not to just to go out there and be physical when challenges. It's just like a small part of your game to help your resume.
Yeah.
So it's like not necessarily the end all be all, but
I don't know. This is dumb, but if I were in the game, I honestly wouldn't until the last like four people give a rat's ass about like final tribal, because I just feel like you should just try to get to the end. Like, obviously, don't be a Russell backstabbing left, right, and
center.
I was
going to say like a real Russell strategy.
No, don't be a Russell, but I wouldn't put too much weight into who you're, how you're treating people, because it's just a feat to get to the end.
But then if you have a bitter jury and you weren't nice to people along the way, they'll all just
hate runner-up prize money is still pretty hefty.
That's true. I know. Russell did fine with his runner-up back-to-back prize.
And he was an extreme case.
He was so crazy.
Okay. In the 11th episode, the person that leaves is Carl, otherwise known as...
the Godfather.
Otherwise known as... Oh, my God. Who did I say he looked like? Darius Rucker.
Darius Rucker.
But out of nowhere, he becomes a jackass, in my opinion.
Out of nowhere. He was so nice all season. And then all of a sudden, he gets a little drunk and a little cocky. And he's laying around. He's pointing fingers. He's sitting back on his haunches.
And here's what makes me angry. I know this is kind of his first episode acting like this. But if a woman ever acts like this, for example, Natalie, I didn't like her either. They're gone instantly. Carl, it was still a battle to get him voted out. It's always such a double standard about the I'm king of the castle thing. Like Tom always makes it far, even though he's a king of the castle.
I love
he's
Tom
more, but
so
he is more
much.
Of a team player than Carl was being. Like, he pulls his weight.
Carl was being literally so annoying. Like, I don't know where he got that huge head.
Oh, it reminds me of – sorry, but it reminds me of who was the older, probably 50 to 60-year-old black man in one of the seasons, and he was acting like king of the castle. Like, you're lucky if I let you stay here. I can't remember his name.
Oh, I can't remember his name, but I can picture his face.
And he wasn't pulling weight in any challenges. And he was like, you're lucky, though, if I let you stay.
I just hate when people get that attitude because it's like they almost forget where they are. Like, at all times, you have to be thinking about how you're being perceived. Mm-hmm. That's the whole point of the game. Like, you have to be so mentally alert for 39 straight days if you want to get through.
I've watched countless seasons, and something that I barely realized on this reward trip was that you've had so little to eat, and on most rewards they're giving you alcohol of some capacity, so it's a wonder more people aren't spilling all these secrets.
I know, I think goofier. That too. And you can tell some people just really hit the bottle, which is just not smart.
Remember when Tom was falling? Obviously. When Tom was literally falling over in the sand at their camp.
Do you remember when that guy spent the night in the outhouse because he was so drunk and he like slept alone?
Stuff like that.
Crazy. It's true. Their stomachs are so empty and they're so tired and like sleep deprived. Yeah.
It was at this episode I realized Carl and Allison, I think, could have been an equal threat in the type of weight that they're pooling. But I like Allison better and she's not a jackass. So good move voting out Carl.
I know, and everyone's always like, Allison's such a threat, but she's not winning that many challenges. Mm-mm. She's just an athletic girl.
Exactly.
That's it.
She's being targeted for being, like, fairly strong and athletic. And she's not even...
Which I fear would happen to me.
It totally would. And she's not even pulling as many strings as others are.
Not at all. Like, she's playing hard, but she's not, like, running the show.
Okay, 12th episode. This is your favorite episode of every single season. Gabby does go home. But this is the family's coming, which always humanizes them, and you always get hysterical.
Oh. Every time they bring the family members, I cry, and I send Ashley a Snapchat of me crying because it is so emotional. Like, it's pure and it's raw, and these people are full grown adults and they are just weeping in their mother and father's arms because they're so depleted of everything. And it's so nice to have a familiar face with someone who like you actually trust, who's not there to like backstab you.
I said this last time, if for some reason I ever got was on and made it there, I would tell my parents to have you come because I think we do well in the challenge.
Can you imagine Jeff saying, and for Ashley, we have your best friend Abby.
We do well in the challenge. It would be great promo.
I wouldn't even run to you. I would run to Jeff. I'd be like, Jeff.
If it were a fans versus favorites, you'd run to one of the favorites.
I'd be like, you guys, how are you? I'm so starstruck right now. No, but that I would be so honored and privileged And well, in this episode, they didn't make the family members participate in the challenge, which I think is smart because it's like so cringy when they make them.
Especially
do it.
When people, if you bring your sibling or cousin or boyfriend or best friend, fine. But when you have your 60-some-year-old parent and it's hot and they're on the sand, my mom would say, "No, I don't want to do this." She wouldn't want to.
It's giving like family reunion.
It's giving
field day.
Yeah, family reunion field day. It's also giving like a weird family feud thing where people are getting mad at each other.
Yeah, that's the thing is I would desperately need to see my dad on that island.
But he wouldn't.
Can he
play.
Do the challenges? No.
No.
Absolutely not. But he can watch. He can cheer.
Do you remember that one season where the guy, I can't remember his name or the season, but the guy had his brother come on and the brother was like, "I'm sorry. Grandma didn't make it," and they had this whole thing, and it was all a lie.
Wasn't it Todd from China?
I don't remember, but it was all a lie to get pity for like the
God, totally.
And then his
totally.
Grandma was like at the final thing.
God, that's hilarious.
I felt bad for Gabby leaving. I honestly think she lasted a lot longer than she should have. I know you don't like her. I'm a fan. Jacob's a fan.
I think it's interesting that Gabby decided to make a huge move, like backstab her number one ally, because yes, at least she like did something on her own. Like she was saying, she's proud of herself for sticking up for herself and like going out on her own and not waiting for someone else to validate her moves that she was making. Yeah. That's great and everything. But I just don't think that voting out your number one ally was smart at that point in the game.
No, I totally agree. However,
and clearly it wasn't smart because it backfired on her and she went home.
However, I just feel like Christian's got to go.
Why do you not like Christian? The entire world,
because
including me, loves him.
He will win if he doesn't go. It's very dumb to keep him around. He's way too smart, especially because a lot of the final challenges aren't necessarily about strength. They're about just like perseverance or something more intricate, something that's, just not strength-based. And Christian is such a team player. He would win all the votes. It's so dumb Christian stayed this long.
Christian is just so likable. Everyone's like, he's smart. Yes, he is a very intelligent person in his job and in the world. But what strategic moves was he making behind the scenes? Honestly, not a lot.
It's honestly true. But he's so likable.
His whole tribe saved his ass.
He's so likable that he would beat anyone at Final Tribal.
Yeah, I know. I think for sure he would win, but it's not because he's so smart, and that's why everyone keeps saying he's smart. No, he's just likable. Like, everyone would vote for him because he's an underdog, but he's friendly, and he can get along with anyone.
Yeah. So that brings us to episode 13, where Christian does go home.
And, you know, I was surprised, like, this vote as the same way that I was surprised that Alec gets voted out, because I feel like usually it's just never who everyone's talking about. Like, it's never who everyone's like, this person's going home, who goes home. But in this case, it was, and it made me really sad.
Okay, personally, if I were on the show at this stage and pulling any sort of strings, I would be saying, okay, you guys, for example, we are going to vote off Davey. But if Davey says X, Y, and Z at tribal council, that leads me to believe he has an idol. Like, here is our second choice. And, like, let's all tell each other. Let's just say it out loud. Let's tell each other at council. Hey, like, Davey, like,
can you imagine sitting there on the little benches and then just being like, it's Ashley next? Yeah, yeah. And, like, you're sitting there and you're like, oh, God.
I would throw a lot more to the wall, because I feel like people always bring out an immunity idol that you kind of knew they were going to bring out once you get to tribal council, because they spend, like, 5 hours at tribal council with Jeff Probst talking.
Right.
They have to have an assumption what's going to happen. I just feel like people always scramble when people start talking at tribal and don't all have like an agreed upon second choice, second string to vote against.
Yeah. I just can't imagine the mental toll it must take on these
and
people
you're starving.
At all times.
You're starving.
It's just so crazy to me. But yeah, I was really sad. Christian almost tied the entire Survivor history record of having the most votes but staying on. Yeah.
He was
like one vote out, but one vote away from tying it, I think.
So this is where I was referencing earlier. Davey plays such a sneaky game for Lane.
He's
solo.
He's doing so good now
for Lane solo earlier. And if
what was the thing with like the two coconuts, and he had to like choose one, like the fire was burning.
So
and
what
he was
happened
like, God,
was
show me a sign.
This was really interesting. What happened was he got an immunity idol, and if he chose had to play this immunity idol at the tribal council. If he chose the correct pot out of four, he could keep it for two tribal councils. And if
got it,
and the next time I think he could choose out of pots again. If he chose the right out of four, he could keep it for three tribal councils. So it was either like use it now or like use it when you want, kind of thing. If he chose the right one,
and he chose just to keep it.
Yeah, he chose to keep it.
That's probably a good choice.
And at this point in the game, if you're not voting out Christian, Nick, or Davey, you're dumb as dirt. Like, they are.
Nick? Do you think, who do you think is going to win? Who's your prediction? Because I think Nick is, could be a winner.
I think Nick and I think Kara might be the runner up.
I think Kara might get to the end for sure, but she doesn't have a big enough resume for them to be like, yes, she is a winner, you know?
Oh, not, no, not winner. Like, I think she might make it to final tribal.
Yeah. What do you think about Mike?
I don't
think anyone would give Mike $1 million because he is like rich and famous movie producer and writer.
This is where I started falling in love with his personality. And I think he honestly is playing a good game, like has all his cards on the table, is being a little more strategic than previously. But if it were like Nick, Kara, and Mike, Kara's taking Nick to final tribal, not Mike.
You think?
Yeah, Nick's more polarizing. Mike is literally just everyone's friend and, like, a good time.
Yes, but like I'm saying, I would take Mike because Mike is rich and famous already. No one's going to give him $1 million.
That's true.
No matter how much they like him.
I'm obsessed with him.
No, I love him. I think he's awesome. And one of our favorite movies of all is The School of Rock.
It would be an honor to play with Mike.
Totally. I would be so Star Trek like the whole time. I'd be making jokes. I'd be feeding him lines of the movie that he wrote because he's literally the writer. I'd be like, I have memorized every dialogue of your whole film. How's it feel?
He's falling asleep.
Wait, so who's left? We have Kara, Mike, Nick, Davey. Isn't there a fifth?
Or no? Allison's still there.
Wait, and Allison and also Angelina.
Yeah, and I'm shocked that Angelina's riding on the coattails, not in a bad way, like just by circumstance, I feel like she is. I'm shocked that she stuck around this long, though, and she's just being used as a pawn.
Who's going to take her? No one, probably.
Okay, if I were playing
Who's going to take Allison?
If I were playing the game right now, I would try to, I know you said bad strategy, I guess, but I'd try to get all the women together and get either Nick or Davey off next. But
no, I don't think that's a bad strategy at all. I think that's smart.
I would say Mike. You pull a lot of weight. Allison isn't as liked, but I'd say Mike and Kara.
Mike is terrible at the challenges. Horrible.
Yeah.
Every time.
But he could be a good allegiance. I say Mike and Kara, like, let's start picking these men off.
Yeah.
Slowly and steadily.
Mike's like the lovable gay best friend.
Completely. I wonder what his life looks like now.
I know.
They should do a season of Survivor.
It's so fun.
Oh, I can say they should do a season of Survivor that's only like B or C list celebrities. Like old Bachelor contestants, screenwriters, producers, stuff like that.
The thing is, it's so fun watching people who are huge Survivor fans get to play the game. It's just really fun to watch because it's like their dream and just to play, just to be there. I love that.
Who do you think is going to win?
I think if Nick makes it to the end, he will win.
Besides him?
Besides him, I think Allison has a shot.
I know, but people
are gunning for her. I don't see Kara winning. I think Davey could win too. I just don't see it being a woman. I see it being Nick or Davey. That's my final answer. One of them too.
I think Nick's going to win.
I kind of want Nick to win.
I feel bad about his family situation, and I know he's a good player. And I honestly liked him a lot in the beginning, but something minor that I can't quite put my finger on bothers me now.
Really?
And I don't know what it even is.
What do you think about him pretending that he found an idol under the raft and everyone believing him?
And that was really smart.
That was really smart, and everyone is so dumb for believing him. He's like, oh my gosh, you guys, look, it's right here.
Remember that other season where someone was on the island and they like carved a fake idol and hit it and someone tried to play it?
Yes, totally. I would do that too. It's funny as hell.
Are you allowed on this game to look through people's like personal belongings and see if they have an idol? And when they're
Carl did that this season.
But you are allowed to, right? You're not going to get, like, demonized over it.
No. Somebody, I don't know if it was Carl, but somebody looked through. No. It was, what's his name? Jeremy, that other guy who was on the Goliath tribe. He went in Dan's bag and was like, Dan has an idol. I just found it in his bag.
I don't know why more people don't do that. If I had an idol, like, are you allowed to find it and then rebury it somewhere? I would get rid of it.
No. I think once it's in someone's possession, you can't literally just like steal it from them.
No. I mean, me personally, I find an idol. Am I allowed to rebury it in the forest so no one sees I have it? And then like dig it out when tribal comes?
No.
Well, scratch that.
No, I think you have to keep it on your person, especially if you need to take it to tribal. You have to have it easily accessible.
That sucks because all the women are running around in tank tops and bathing suits.
Yeah, where are they? They don't have cargo shorts to put the idol in. Yeah. Where are they going to put it, in their boobs?
Okay, so to close this out, do you have any final gameplay thoughts?
I'm excited to see the end. I think
you haven't watched the end, right?
No, I think the next episode, is there one or two left?
Let me check right now without spoiling it. What season is this numerically? 37?
37.
So thank you for whatever fans, we're not even promoting this, honestly. Can we get some promotion coin for a Survivor series? We're just shooting, totally. Shooting the shit. But next week we will have our finale episode. And then after that, we are going to go ahead and decide on a season where we will probably watch two episodes at a time and do a way more in-depth analysis and probably bring our best friend Jacob on for some of those.
Yeah, this was just a trial run to kind of get some feelers out, but this is really fun, and it's really fun to have other listeners who are big Survivor fans to follow along with us. So if you're following along, thanks, and stay tuned in a couple weeks for our finale episode thoughts. It's going to be really fun.